To speak on this psalm, I've entitled it a psalm for old age. I don't know if you feel that includes you today, but actually it's a psalm for everyone. It's a psalm for everyone. But as you get older, you tend to get concerned about different things. And I'm very much conscious of that. Last year I was 60, and in my head, I still feel in my 30s, and 60 freaked me out a little bit, I've got to be honest. You know, people say to me, oh, that's not old, it depends where you are, you know. But old age is something that creeps up on us, and it affects us in many ways. I've seen it, how it's affected my parents, and I go around lots of churches speaking, and I hear the stories of different people. And particularly with the older generation, how it's affecting them. Do you remember the late Norman Wisdom, the comedian? He said, as you get older, three things happen. Three things happen. The first thing is your memory goes. And he said, the other two, I can't remember. And I feel very much like that as well. You know, my memory's always been bad, but, you know, I don't remember things so well. And it wasn't so long ago, I was out in the garden, and I went to pick up a twig that was on the grass. And I went to stand up, oh, my back went. And there was a garden chair nearby, and I plonked myself down in the chair, and I couldn't move. Unfortunately, I had my phone on me, so I rang my son up, who was in the house, and I said, can you come and help me get up out of the chair? And he came out and he gave some sarky comment about old age and stuff like that. And he helped me to stand up, and I was able to get it back into the house. But, you know, things like that, you know, when you were younger, it didn't happen. You know, but nowadays I'm always a little bit more conscious if I'm twisting and lifting something up, you know, how it's going to affect my back. But, you know, old age, or as you get older, causes you to face new challenges. And I'm very much struck by what the psalmist is saying here. It's that plea to God. He says in verse 9, do not cast me away when I'm old. Do not forsake me when my strength is gone. And there's a tendency to feel at times, particularly when you're going through long periods of suffering and struggling, God, have you taken your eyes off of me? Have you forgotten me? Are you not aware of the situation that I'm in any longer? And you might remember the good old days when you were very much involved, maybe in church life, in Christian activities, and now you are kind of struggling to do, you know, everyday things. And this is particularly fresh in my mind. My own father passed away last year, and my dad was a well-known preacher. One or two here remember him from years ago, and he, you know, traveled all over the country preaching and taking different events. He went abroad doing it. He was involved very much in Mission England. You remember that back in 84? And Dad worked very closely with Billy Graham. And then latterly, he got Parkinson's, and that affected him in many different ways. He went through and struggled with bouts of depression, not like my dad at all. And he became quite down. And in fact, one occasion, the doctor came to see Dad. And whilst talking to my dad began to weep. And my dad wasn't that sort of person, really. But he began to weep. And the doctor said, you know, what is wrong? And my dad said, I'm not the man I was. I'm not the man I was. You know, those latter years, you know, with Parkinson's and depression and that, took its toll. Long suffering, it took its toll. And that may identify with some here, even today, you know, where you go through new things, you're going through new things, and life is not as easy as it used to be. You're not able to do the things you used to do. And though you have faith, it's been a struggle. Many years ago, in fact, back in 1983, I went to Cape and Ray Bible School up in Lancashire, and we had some brilliant teachers there. And one of them was a guy called Alan Redpath. He was a theologian, a pastor, an evangelist. He wrote many books. And even as a young man then, I looked at this guy and thought, he's particularly special. He was very old even then. They used to help him up onto the platform because he was a bit unsteady on his feet. But he got behind the lectern, he'd hold on to it like this, and he'd go, "Oh, the Spirit's coming." And he was on fire for God. And I was very impressed by that, because I thought, well, I could see he's old, but there's a passion, there's a fire for the Lord that was very appealing to me. And he obviously was a great man of God. But I later read that he suffered a series of strokes, which led to bouts of depression. And even the great Alan Redpath struggled with these changes in his life. And I read a quote from him, and he said, "The Christian life doesn't get easier as one gets older." And you might be able to identify with that today. It doesn't get easier as one gets older. And I used to think as a young man that, you know, because Christ came into my life at quite a young age, that as I got older, I would get better at being a Christian. I would know my Bible better. I would pray better. And, you know, I'd get to the point where whatever happened in life, I will be able to handle it easily. And, you know, I'd be so in tune with God. But actually, you end up facing new and unexpected challenges. And it's not easy at times. Now, I'm just kind of laying a bit of a kind of a picture here, because it all sounds a little bit depressing, but it's not, because the Lord's really laid on my heart to encourage all of us today. Even if you're young, it's for everyone, because there's three things that I've got from this passage which I hope will be helpful to you. And the first one is, the Lord helps us now. In verse 3, it says, this psalmist says, "Be my rock of refuge to which I can always go." God is always available. Jesus Christ is always available for us. I don't know about you, but sometimes when you're trying to get hold of somebody really important, I don't know, maybe a doctor or maybe the AA, whoever it is, you want to get hold of somebody desperately, it's very difficult. And often when you pick up the phone to try and get hold of somebody, you get this little annoying tune just playing away, and you're just, "I need to speak to somebody." In God's case, it's not like that. He doesn't leave us holding. You know, he's always available. And I've been in many situations where, unusual situations, where I've felt the presence of God. One of them, some years ago, I did a skydive. My daughter thought it'd be a great idea for her dad to jump out of a plane, knowing that I'm fearful of heights. And I went up to 15,000 feet. It's so high they gave me oxygen. And I thought, "And I'm going to jump out of a plane?" And I said some really meaningful prayers at that time. And I knew God was with me. I knew it. I was ready to meet my Maker. You know, I wasn't sure whether this was going to work out well. I've done potholing in the Mendips. Again, I don't really like tight spaces, and I've been literally stuck underground, stuck in a very tight space. I felt the presence of God with me there. and I prayed. But in all sorts of situations, and you know, in all seriousness, times where I've been fearful, and it's amazing at night how everything looks different, doesn't it? You know, and you wake up at night and your mind's just going, and you know, I become anxious and concerned about something. What I've learned to do nowadays, I just get up. Instead of fighting it, I just get up and I go into another room and I'll pray. Because I know God's always available. And I find that so helpful. You know, all these things that are, you know, whirling around in my mind, I just give it to Him. Help me, Lord. Be with me. Be in this situation that I'm afraid about. The unknown. And God is there. He hears. The Bible says that he kind of inclines his ear, means he leans in. He's paying special attention to what you're saying. And if there's anybody here today who is fearful and anxious about something, it doesn't matter what it is, and I love the fact that it doesn't matter even if it's a small thing. You know, I've had some building work done on my house and it's been irritating me immensely how long it's taken. And to the point where it started to get under my skin and concern me, I could pray. And I did pray about it. God, get in the situation. And I spoke to the builder and he's onto it. And I said, thank you, Jesus. You care even about things like that. Even when there's huge things going on around the world. You know, much, infinitely, in a way, more important than what's going on in my life. But God loves His children, and He cares about the small details as well. And He cares about each one of us. So we can always go to the Lord. There's always hope in the Lord. That's the wonderful thing about our Savior. He provides us with a hope which is certain. He's on our side, and the Lord never fails. In Isaiah 49, it says, those who hope in the Lord will not be disappointed. Isn't that wonderful? You know, if your hope is in Jesus Christ, you will not be disappointed. God is sovereign. And, you know, what's going on around in the world at this moment, it's very concerning. And I was able to come to the Lord, even today, I prayed about it yesterday. What is going on, what I'm seeing on the news, I just prayed into it. God, you are sovereign. You are over everything. You are in control. And that is wonderful to know. That is wonderful to know that we have a God who is in control. So the Lord helps us now. He's right now. So that is the first good news for each and every one of us. Secondly, the Lord has helped us in our past. He has helped us in our past. Verse 5 and 6. For you have been my hope, O sovereign Lord, my confidence since my youth. From my birth I have relied upon you. It's good to know that God was very much aware of each one of us, even when we were in our mother's womb. I had a tendency to feel as a child that God noticed me first time when I came knocking on his door and invited him into my life. And like up to that point, he wasn't really aware of me. But that actually isn't true. That God knows each and every one of us, even when we were in our mother's womb. He's always been aware of our lives, which is encouraging to know, because that means he's still on the case today. You know, he was with us right at the beginning, and he is with us even now. There's a tendency to, you know, don't look back, to always look forward. You know, because sometimes we can look back in a negative way, but that occasionally it's actually helpful to look back and count our blessings, because we're very quick to forget what God has done in our lives. You know, particularly when we're in the midst of a bit of a crisis or things are very difficult, we forget those times gone by where God was with us. And I can look back in my life and I can see, you know, stages where, you know, God's hand was very clear. And interestingly enough, even when I felt I was in the darkest periods and things were the biggest struggle, actually when I look back, I can see, I can see where God, what he was doing then in my life. And actually, you know, when I thought at the time, God, have you taken your eyes off of me? Actually, he's very much aware of what was going on and he was involved. And that's the same for us. We should count our blessings and name them one by one. Remember that song very well. And finally, so that encourages you already, isn't it? Finally, you're all waking up now. The Lord will help us in the future. So he's helped us in the past, well, and he's helped us presently. He's right here now, and he will help us in the future. The psalmist says, though you have made me see troubles many and bitter, you will restore my life again. From the depths of the earth you will bring me up. You will increase my honor and you will comfort me once again. What a wonderful promise that God has given us. Even though you might say, well, yeah, I kind of feel at the moment I'm seeing troubles, you know, and things are a bit bitter. God has promised if you belong to him, that he will raise you up again. And that you will, he will restore your life and you will be in a wonderful place. It may not be in this life, but it will be into eternity. That is a wonderful encouragement for each one of us. We need to concentrate on that. Modern people, we tend to want everything right now. You know, and when it doesn't come right now, where are you, God? Don't you care? And this is a reminder to each one of us today. If you do belong to him, you are one of his children, he loves you. And though, you know, like the psalmist says, you know, don't forget me when I'm old and grey. God has not forgotten you. And even if you're young and, you know, it's good for us to know that when we belong to him, we are secure. Just as I draw to a close, do you remember the story of Jesus in the boat on the Lake of Galilee in the storm, that well-known story? We love it because Jesus is in the boat and he calms the storm and everything's all nice and wonderful. But it was only in later years that I hadn't noticed before, is before Jesus got into the boat. And he said to his disciples, let's go to the other side of the lake. You know, then they got into the boat and they're crossing the lake, and that's when the storm came. Of course, we know the story well, where Jesus was asleep in the boat and the disciples are freaking out because they think the boat's going to capsize, but the Lord is asleep. Why is he asleep? Well, I believe that he knew that God the Father directed them, you're going to go to the other side of the lake. And so as far as Jesus was concerned, storm or no storm, they were going to arrive at the other side of the lake, that kind of final destination. Now for us, how does that apply to us? Our lives that we live, it's like crossing the lake, if you like. If we've invited Jesus into our lives, he's in our boat. Great. So that's comforting to start with. But it's one thing that we tend to miss. Jesus has said, we're going to go to the other side of the lake. There's that final destination for all of God's children. We will reach there. And sometimes in our journey across the lake, a storm comes along and we freak out. Don't you care, Lord? Where are you? I'm going to drown. And Jesus says, hang on a minute. Not only am I with you, I'm taking you to the other side. I'm going to be with you, and you will raise again to be with me in paradise in eternity. There's that wonderful promise for each and every one of us. And I think of my dad, you know, when he was confused and that Parkinson's was, you know, taking his toll on him. God's promise remained the same. I'm going to get you to that final destination. You will reach the other side of the lake and you will rise again to be with me. And that's the same for all of us. There's that wonderful promise. Yes, storms come along. Old age isn't good at times. You know, when we're aching, you can't get out of bed, or, you know, and, you know, you might start to forget. It's God's promises on us, which are critical, you know, and he says he will be with us. He's been with us in our past. He's with us today, always available, and he's going to be with us in the future. And I'll finish with verse 14. Maybe we can pray this prayer as the psalmist did. But as for me, I shall always have hope. I will praise you more and more. I will always have hope. The psalmist has gone from, don't forget me, there's that kind of panic, don't forget me when I'm old and grey, and then it's that kind of renewed commitment, I will always have hope in you. Let me close in prayer. Father God, we just thank you that you do not forget us when we're old and grey. You never forget any of your children, you're always with us. And Lord, if there's anybody here today who's been anxious, fearful, maybe at times feeling that they are forgotten by you, that you've taken your eyes off of them, Lord, will you remind them through the power of your Holy Spirit that you do not take your eyes off any of your children, that you love us and you have a promise that will never be broken, and that you will lead us across that lake of life, and we will rise again to be with you in eternity. Thank you for all that you do for us and all that you will do for us in the future, Lord. In your name, amen.